Good evening, folks, and a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. Don't forget to visit our refreshment center during the intermission or any time. You love the tasty array of snacks we have to offer. So will the youngsters. Everything is quality and so good. We hope you'll make this a weekly visit. Bring the family. Bring your friends. There are always wonderful new pictures to see, delightful snacks to nibble, a gay, pleasant evening for all. Oh, a word of caution. Don't drive over 10 miles an hour in the theater area for your safety's sake. And Mom or Pop, go with the kids when they leave the car. We hope you have a wonderful time. Come back soon.
There's some tips for you at State Player back with you on this Saturday afternoon on 720 WGN. So back in 1933, chemical company magnate Richard Hollingshead Jr. opened the Camden Drive-In, the first official drive-in. He tested the concept in his driveway using an old projector. And that same year, Park-In Theaters was established as a company, paving the way for this exciting new medium. Now, there are 10 drive-in theaters in Illinois, but only one in the Chicagoland area, and that is the McHenry Outdoor. Next Friday, April 30th, is the season opener, and to talk about it all, is the guy behind the place, and that is my pal Scott Dean. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I am great. You had such an amazing season last year. Really one of the few places you could communally go see a movie.
Yeah, it was a weird season for many reasons.
Yeah.
But quite literally we were the only show in town, so.
But you really make the best of it like you always do. And you were doing, you know, something that, you know, you obviously you generally show first run movies there, but you were just being creative and you themed every single weekend. And I mean, if you weren't lining up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for a dusk show, you were out.
Yeah, it was, especially because we had to be at half capacity with COVID restrictions. So, last year, we typically open the gates at 6:30 p.m. to let people in, and that's always worked for us until last season. I mean, there were days where we were sold out by 2:30.
Crazy.
I think it was the first or second Saturday when we were open last year. I came in the morning around 10 a.m. I was going to do some paperwork, and I saw two cars by the entrance. And I got jumper cables, and I just wanted to see if they had car trouble.
Yeah,
so I go up there. They go, no car trouble. We're just here for the movie. I'm like, you guys know it doesn't start till 9, right?
That's so awesome.
It was bizarre, yeah.
But that's how desperate people were to get out of their house and at least do something with their family, which is so much fun at your place. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. We all had a good time. And, you know, I got to say, too, even our employees, myself included, it was good to be out, and it never feels like work, but especially last year, you felt like you were really doing a service. Everybody needed some kind of break from the action.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we get to what you're featuring next weekend at the show, you bought some additional property, and you did some upgrades this year.
Yeah, we bought last year, in October, I purchased the property behind the drive-in. And the end goal for that is to add two screens. And I'm imagining that we maybe have one screen for new movies, one for classics, and then we have one that's more of a performing arts center.
Brilliant.
So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll see how that shakes out.
That's great. And then did you upgrade the screen as well this year?
We are. It's become a bigger project than we imagined.
Gotcha.
So that's probably going to continue. We're going to take advantage of only being open on Fridays and Saturdays until Memorial Day and work on that during the beginning of the season throughout the week. So, yeah, we'll be replacing the screen, repainting everything. Should look brand new.
Yeah, don't touch that, the concession stand. It's so retro cool. I just love that. It's my favorite. It's my absolutely favorite place.
Yeah, it's a happy place, very retro, and nothing is happening there except maybe some brand new bathrooms. So that'll
be good. Gotcha. So what are the two classics you got scheduled for opening weekend?
Opening weekend, I was trying to think of, you know, what kind of screams summer or spring, and so we're doing a Sharknado weekend, so we're going to start with Jaws and end with Twister.
I love that, especially Twister. I mean, first of all, Jaws, an American classic. and I'm really, you know, one of the, you know, top horror films of all time. But sure. Twister has that piece of a drive-in theater in there, which a retro drive-in theater. So it's just perfect.
Well, you want to know something really strange with mm-hmm. that Twister? So I played it four times in the past. This is no joke. Each of the four times we had a tornado warning.
Oh no. Yeah, hopefully you'll be okay next week.
I'd love to buck that trend.
Yeah, but, early enough in the season, you might be okay. You might be okay. But there's a lot of history at your place. I mean, the McHenry Outdoor was originally the Skyline Drive-In, I think, which was constructed back in 1939, just before that big boom for outdoor theaters after World War II.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've been here 21 years now, and every year we find something hidden, something that we find that, you know, it's from this theater's past that's just really cool. There's surprises every year, and you know, the fact that this place is still here, I think, is kind of a testament to what kind of entertainment is provided and what it means to the community. So, you know, if it wasn't for the community, we wouldn't be here. So I'm very lucky to have this where it is.
But by the late 50s, there was 5,000 drive-ins. Now there's a little over 320. And mm-hmm. I feel across America, we're going to see that number grow a little bit. I mean, this has become, you know, massive resurgence.
Yeah, I, with what happened last year with the drive-ins being the only place you could catch a movie of any kind, it was the first year that there were more drive-ins being built, or currently there's more drive-ins being built than being taken down or closed. So, yeah, that's the circumstances are unfortunate, but it, in the big picture, the drive-ins continue to survive. Like, they find a way.
Yeah. Roger Badish is in the WGN radio newsroom. When you went to your first drive-in, Roger, did the horse and carriage, did it block your view at all?
Well, I had to keep lighting the matches behind the film.
Yeah.
And I kept burning my fingers, so there were little outages as it was projecting on the screen. Yeah. And if the wind came from behind me, well, mm-hmm. that was the end of the film.
I would think so.
But I'll tell you this. It's funny you were saying you were thinking of opening up a second screen, because one of my drive-in movie experiences was out in Las Vegas when we lived out there, and there was a multi-screen drive-in movie complex.
Right.
And I can't remember the movie that I was watching at the time with my wife, but I guess I wasn't too enthralled with it because I turned around and started looking at the movie on the other screen, even though I couldn't hear it. So I don't know if you're, you know, two for the price of one. I don't know how that's going to work. But I do remember, you know, a lot of people equate drive-in movies with being way out away from the city because you don't want the lights and mm-hmm. you need the open area and everything. And before it got built up, the area around Toohey and McCormick Boulevard on the far north side of the city, up by Evanston, Lincolnwood, Skokie, that was an open area. Now it's got shopping centers and housing, and it's all overly developed. But back then, in 1951, the Sunset Drive-In Theater was open out there. In fact, it opened up in July of 51 with Follow the Sun with Glenn Ford. Now, I wasn't quite around for that one, but I was born about a year later, and I do remember in my youth, my parents taking us to the Sunset Drive-In Theater.
Yep.
It went away in the mid-70s, and knowing the nostalgia now of the drive-in theater,
a lot of comfort food for that.
I kind mm-hmm. of miss being able to do it, to go to the drive-in theater closer to where I live rather than have to, you know, budget some time to get there.
Right.
So, but when you're one of the only ones around, people are going to come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I went to the Twin. That was where I was at the Milwaukee Airport.
Yeah.
At Milwaukee. Where did you first go, Scott, when you were, like, a kid?
I went to this one.
Is that right? All right.
Awesome. I've grown up in McHenry, and this is my earliest memory is of being here.
That's awesome. Right. The McHenry Outdoor is at 1510 Chapel Road in McHenry. And for more information, you can go to GoldenAgeCinemas.com. Always a great pleasure talking to you. Good luck next weekend. And I absolutely will come and see you a couple times this summer, Scott.
Please do. I'll have a popcorn ready.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.